Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the practical intuitive, mind, body, spirit for the real world. My name is Robin Fritz, and I'm thrilled to be hosting this show on OM Times every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. This is my first show with OM Times, so I'd like to set the stage for you today, what it's about, who I am, and what's in it for you. So, about the show, each Monday afternoon, we will talk about how we are all intuitives and healers, how we live that reality in our daily lives at home and at work. We'll explore being intuitives and healers with humor, warmth, mystical insight, and honest to goodness, big doses of common sense. Because in my opinion, and it's my opinion, there isn't enough of common sense in what everybody calls their spiritual lives. Because life isn't easy, but it's worth it. And becoming our best selves by learning to really love ourselves is how we live it. And I know because I learned that the hard way. But how we live our lives, I have some new ideas about that. Pioneering ideas, I think visionary and definitely maverick. And yes, sometimes I annoy myself, but I offer a new mindset that really works. I call it planetary connection. And I'll be excited to see what you think as time goes on in the coming weeks, each Monday afternoon. So I will also be offering short intuitive personal and business intuitive readings and healings for callers or for those who email me, guided meditations, practical thought-provoking conversations, and occasional leading edge guests. And it's all to help you help yourself to love yourself, because that's where everything starts. So if you want a short intuitive reading or healing, you have two ways of contacting me. During the show, you can phone in to OM Times. The number is 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. You can also, if you're shy or if something occurs to you during the week, you can email me at my website, robinfritz.com. That's spelled RobinFritz.com. And my email is robin@robinfritz.com. It's Robin spelled with a Y. Please leave your name and contact information so I can get back to you. And honestly, I love to hear from people. And I don't bite. So it's safe, it's fun, and I will really look forward to hearing from people. So we're going to get into show topics today, all of that. But first, I want to formally start the show with a guided meditation with a crystal I work with. This is very unusual. The crystal, as in all beings that are in my life, named himself. He calls himself Fallon. He's a citrine Lemurian quartz, which is a very rare kind of crystal. But Fallon is more rare yet. He's an ancient power crystal, and there are very few of them out working in the world. And in fact, I think we're the only pair that I know of that's actually out there in public beyond the people who are working with the ancient crystal skulls. So I will definitely talk more about Fallon in upcoming shows and maybe even this one, But for now, I'd like you to experience him and to know that in each show, we will start with Fallon. And during that hour, you will be able to really heighten your intuition and your healing ability by that connection with him. So as a healer and a truth bringer, you will be able to experience Fallon's energy in every show. But you'll experience it the way your intuition works, which is also a subject we'll cover in, as time goes on. So if you're clairvoyant, you'll see pictures. If you're clairaudient, you'll hear him talk, you'll feel his energy, or simply know that he's there with you. So please don't tap into this if you're driving or working with equipment, but otherwise, just take a moment, relax, release all your doubts and worries as we tap into Fallon's rare energy. So if you take a deep breath, breathe straight into your solar plexus and just allow that healthy, positive air to support and nourish you. And as you exhale, release what doesn't serve you. And as you breathe in and exhale, feel yourself sinking deeper into your body, mind, body, and spirit. Breathe in and exhale. And now as you breathe in, imagine that you're breathing in a connection to this ancient crystal, citrine lemurian, kind of a goldish crystalline or quartz color, kind of clear quartz with a pale yellow cast to it. Imagine you're breathing in that energy straight to your heart, and with each beat of your heart, feel it flood through your system, bringing warmth and connection. Breathe in and exhale. So know that you'll be connected to Fallon's energy whether you're listening live or in the archives, and we will do this each week. And you will notice that it heightens your intuition, your feelings of love and connection to yourself and your family. And feel free to email me with your impressions. I would appreciate it. And moving on, I'd like to talk about some of the topics we'll talk about over the coming weeks. And I invite you to bring up other things, and I'll actually let you know if I can talk about it. Because I actually never talk about things I don't personally experience, explore, research, and have an opinion about, even if it's not a popular opinion. You can be assured, as I say in the opening of my show, and you'll see on the radio page, I never BS anyone, but I don't know everything, even if I sometimes like to think I do. So the questions I'll be exploring in upcoming episodes include: do animals have afterlives? Absolutely. Do animals reincarnate? Yes, no, and maybe. What happens when we die? Well, more than we think, and not anything we've been told by religion and culture. Can we talk with our homes and businesses? Yes, but first know how your intuition works. As if you're largely a clairvoyant or clairknowing person, listening for them to talk to you won't be as effective. Does past life regression make us superheroes? No, but it can show us how we've been superheroes and help us not just resolve traumas and phobias and fears from past lifetimes or even from earlier in this lifetime. But what a lot of people don't understand is that past life regression helps us tap into creative abilities and skills and talent we had in previous lifetimes, and to be able to use them in this lifetime. And that is awesome, and why I love being a certified past life regression therapist. Another question: what is energy anyway? Well, it's the ancient DNA of the universe. It's plain and not so simple, and we'll be talking about that in upcoming episodes. So breaking down into the topics we'll cover, and I welcome your input and questions and ideas. Personal and business intuition, always talking about it, doing free brief readings for people who call in. Animal communication and the human-animal bond, dear to my heart, dear to the hearts of a lot of people around the world, but especially in this country and especially in Seattle, Washington, where I live and where I'm talking with you today. There are actually more dogs than children in Seattle. I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's the way it is. So, other topics: psychic mediumship, the afterlife, ghosts, and the paranormal. Crystals, what intuitive partners are, and rituals for our daily and business lives. Space clearing at home, at work, and in nature. Past life and between life regression, spiritual awakening, soul retrievals, and soul journeys. Various shamanic and energy healing modalities, what they are, how they work for us. It's different for everyone. Mindset, science, mysticism, and magic. Earth changes, the multiverse, and the mysterious but very real. So, note again that I said I never talk about anything I don't personally experience and know about. So when I say I'm going to talk about things like magic and the multiverse, well, it'll be fun and interesting and thought-provoking and maybe tempt you into doing some exploration of that on your own. We're almost at the break, and I would like to talk about my sponsors, which I am very fortunate to have three wonderful people sponsoring my show, and we will talk about them now and during the break. Oh, we'll talk about them after the break. We'll get into my background a bit, but first we will talk about the wonderful women who are sponsoring my show.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Terry Kent of AmberstonePets.com. Years ago, Terry struggled with fleas and ticks on her four dogs but ruled out pesticides. Then she heard about raw Baltic amber. A fossilized tree resin, raw Baltic amber, has been used for years in Europe to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks. Terry founded AmberstonePets.com 8 years ago to offer safe, organic, and beautiful pet collars that naturally repel fleas and ticks. How? The amber's aromatic properties are released into the pet's coat and spread by body oils from friction and body heat. The collars are available in several styles for cats and dogs, from kittens and puppies to giant breeds. Visit AmberstonePets.com, choose raw Baltic amber collars for your pets, and enter Om Times at checkout for free shipping. Order today at AmberstonePets.com.
I am Fidel Nsombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. My name is Robin Fritz, and I'd like to tell you about my sponsors. I'm so thrilled and honored that three talented, smart women are sponsoring the Practical Intuitive. You'll hear their ads at each show, and each month they will join me to talk about their work so that you can learn more about them. You can link to them at my radio show page on my website and through the information in the ads themselves. Terry Kent owns AmberstonePets.com. She was frustrated with the toxic solutions to fleas and ticks on her dogs and discovered raw Baltic amber and makes several styles of pet collars for cats and dogs. My Cavalier King Charles Spaniel Ollie, better known as Oliver Alki, has one, and friends of mine have purchased them for their Cavaliers, and so far they're working, and they're awesome. They're beautiful. Look her up at AmberstonePets.com. Terry will be on the show on Monday, June 19th, and on July 24th and August 14th, so if you have questions for her, feel free to send them to me by email at robin@robinfritz.com. Aubrey Wallace, ND, is a naturopathic physician and medical intuitive with an international practice near Seattle, Washington. She treats the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit using therapies from homeopathic medicines to energy healing. I personally know Dr. Wallace and how valuable her work is, so I am deeply honored she is advertising on my show. Find her at lovebeingyou.info. She will join us on Monday, June 26, on July 31st, and on August 28th. Rosie Gremmert is a longtime businesswoman certified as an essential oil therapist, a holistic health coach, and a grief support specialist. You can find Rosie at icandoheartthings.com. I know Rosie. She came and helped me and my Cavalier Alki after we were seriously injured in early 2014. She brought love and support and doTERRA essential oils, so I'm thrilled to share her and her work with you here. So email her at rosie@icandoheartthings and find out what she's offering, 25% off all purchases, and she'll be on our show on June 12th, July 17th, and August 21st. Again, any questions for them, please email me at robin@robinfritz.com and we'll dig into them on the show. So, a little bit about me. I'm an intuitive and spiritual consultant and now a certified past life regression specialist. Been in practice 15 years. I offer intuitive personal and business consultations, mediumship, animal communication, space clearing, past life and between life regression, spiritual awakening, soul journeys, shamanic modalities, Reiki and crystal energy healing, and hypnotherapy. And as you know from the top of the show, I also work with an ancient power crystal, Fallon, the citrine Lemurian quartz, which was as big a surprise for me as it probably is for you hearing about it. I also have three books on the human-animal bond, offer workshops and talks on animal communication, intuitive development, healing, life choices, space clearing, the afterlife crystals, earth changes, and more. My practice is based in Seattle, Washington, so I have personal and business clients in person, but I also work on phone or on Skype. And I live on salty Puget Sound in Seattle with my reincarnated animals, a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, Oliver Alki, who joined the family in October 2015, and a Russian blue kitten, Karis Grace, who joined the family a week ago. Oliver is a reincarnation of my Cavalier Alki, who died November 17, 2014. He announced himself 5 months before he was even conceived, and I'll tell that story at some point. He was born back east. Karis is a reincarnation of my cat, Grace the Cat, who died September 21st last year and insisted she was not coming back and was going to coach me on working with a new soul in the form of a male Russian blue kitten. And then things changed. On May 1st, a local breeder sent me a picture of a female kitten, said, "Would you like her? She's yours." And there was Grace back again. So we'll talk about animals and reincarnation and why they do that and why they don't do that in upcoming issues. But here's why I do this and my work and what it means for you. I'm an investigative journalist by training and profession, which is quite the job these days, right? Former publishing executive and business professional, but life has a way of changing plans, and so does love. So let me tell you about me and where the show is going. Frequently startled, never scared is a phrase I use to describe my experiences, myself, and my work. I used that for the first time at a cocktail party where I told a frustrated landlord that he'd have less turnover in his once again hastily vacated rental if he hired me to bust the ghost that was clearly haunting it. He didn't, but I could have. And that's too bad for him, his rental, and the ghost, because ghosts really do need to move on. I am an alchemist. That means I don't change lead into gold because that would ruin the value of gold. What I really mean by being an alchemist is I'm a transformation specialist, helping people and other beings transform themselves from beings who don't love each other to beings who do. But I'm also a conversationalist, which means I talk with things. That's my predominant intuitive ability, a combination, but I hear things talking. So I talk with people, yes, but also the dead, animals, houses, businesses, land and weather systems like gardens, volcanoes, hurricanes, and earthquakes. I work with them to help them decide what to do next, talk with them about the effect on humans, and what it's going to do next and why. And I just wish there were more scientists who would listen to people like me, because they learn a lot about how the planet really works. So that's alchemy or transformation that matters, but it's not what I ever thought I'd be doing when I started out. And so for those of you who are thinking of making, you know, changes in your life, hey, go for it, because I never saw myself where I am today. I mean, when I was 4, I wanted to be a cowgirl, right? But, oh my gosh, the pants were too tight. So I grew up to be a good corporate citizen and a high-achieving, smart woman. I was determined to be highly overeducated, which I am. I have a BA, an MA, and their weird offspring, an MBA from one of the top schools in the nation, University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Along the way, I was a publishing executive and freelance writing coach. And of course, I always wanted to be a writer. But, you know, life goes on. And, you know, think about it for a second. If you had the chance to see your life unspool like a goofy fantasy novel, if you just did one odd but satisfying thing, would you do it? I bet you would, because in a lot of ways we're all alike, right? And I did it, but not before I became handicapped. That was 30 years ago that I became handicapped. For over 15 years, I couldn't work at all. And I lost everything, people. I lost my health, my career, my financial security, my purpose in life, and my self-confidence. I lost everything but my family and a few friends, my rebellious, stubborn streak, and my quirky sense of humor, as you'll get to know over the coming weeks. But whenever I thought about giving up, I recommitted to creating a life of meaning and purpose as long as it was fun. That included buying a $175,000 dog. Okay, not really the dog. That was the condo so I could buy a dog. But, you know, you get the idea. But that was when everything changed in my life. In the years that followed, I learned what love meant. Love is tough, it's no nonsense, and it's the foundation of the pioneering mindset I teach. And I also became a conversationalist during those years, or what others could call a crackpot, a psychic medium, an intuitive, or an ambassador between dimensions. Remember where I said I don't talk about anything I don't personally experience? Well, we'll talk about dragons and Sasquatch, and but a word you should never use when talking about those beings, and other things that we're wondering about, do they really exist? And yeah, sometimes they do. But I'm also a true blue American, which means I have to blame this turn and change in my life on somebody else, so I will. I blame the dog and the earthquake. So I knew my dog, a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel who called herself Murphy Brown, was unusual right from the start in October 1998. She had freaky street smarts. I mean, 6 months old, this dog knew people better than I ever will. But we also shared serious debilitating illnesses. Very disturbing to see a dog having the same issues that I had. But the real clincher came on February 28, 2001, when she went berserk. Now you're talking a small little 20-pound cute little dog curling up to take a nap when she suddenly leaped up, went berserk, barking, sinking her teeth into my jeans and dragging at me, and got us out of the house several minutes before a major 6.8 earthquake rocked Seattle. Before it hit. I was astounded, okay? And I realized then that I was actually living with a scientific breakthrough, a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel early warning system. Now, scientists can't tell us when an earthquake is coming, but my dog could and did. So I was fascinated and I stared at her after it was all over and I said, there's more going on in the world than I ever imagined and I'm going to find out what it is. So I put on my sciencey hat, and when that didn't completely explain things, I put on an intuitive one as well. So if you think that's weird, hey, join me, because it's a much more fascinating world when we just release our preconceptions and let the world really present itself as it is. I'll be back after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Aubrey Wallace, MD. Whether you have a chronic health issue or simply want to feel your best and be your best, consider an appointment with Dr. Aubrey Wallace, a naturopathic physician and medical intuitive with an international practice near Seattle, Washington. A third-generation healer, Dr. Wallace uses her extensive training and an intuitive approach to help her patients find what's really keeping them from the healthy, balanced lives they deserve. Her compassionate approach treats the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit, using therapies from homeopathic medicines to energy healing. She helps you as her patient to love being you. Dr. Wallace works in person or by Skype. Learn more about her work at lovebeingyou.info. Mention this ad and receive 15% off a medical intuition session. That's Dr. Aubrey Wallace at lovebeingyou.info.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14...
13?
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. He realized he forgot his homework.
I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
So welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. My name is Robin Fritz. I'm calling in today from Seattle, Washington. The sun is out. It's spring. The first of the strawberries were at the farmer's market yesterday. It's a great life. So my intuitive practice. I began my practice exploring animal communication with my wonderful Cavalier King Charles Spaniel Murphy Brown, who came to the family in 1998. To this day, I will swear that I wouldn't be doing anything based intuitively or spiritually if it had taken me more than 5 minutes to learn how to talk to my dog. And I don't mean this to sound like, oh God, really? But honestly, I believe that things should be easy and fun, and it happened. And so for all of you struggling to tap your intuition, I urge you to just relax and play, explore with your animals or explore with nature. It works, and we'll explore more of that in upcoming shows, but our journey together, our healing together, our healing path, where we both got well in the years that we lived together, that ended when she died on March 8th, 2012. But I was content doing animal communication until 2004, when something strange happened in my life, and maybe it's happening to some of you. I began having conversations with cars, with houses, hurricanes, volcanoes, and other beings I had no idea could, would, or even wanted to talk with us. And come on, I know neither did you, right? It was fun, hilarious, deeply moving, and frankly disturbing. Even now, donkey years later, I still run into people who don't know about animal communication, which has been around for 40 years. Nor do I know people who openly acknowledge that they work with ancient power crystals, let alone weather and land systems. But back in 2004, I also led a hermit's life of illness and disability, and my experiences were unique, to say the least. I had a talking car who insisted it was mine and prompted me to send 3 dealers on a 5-state search for it. Yes, I found it, and it's still the family car. Then there was the rumbling volcano with a strong desire to show off by erupting. That was Mount St. Helens. We had a chat, and she changed how she was going to show us that she could hear us. I had a true scientist's heart, really, even though I like to tease scientists. But with that scientist's heart, with that analytical, skeptical bent that I have, and I hope all of you have it too, I naturally assumed with all of these things going on that I might be insane or have a brain tumor or both. So I decided, let's be rational about this, Robin, and I asked my neurologist who was treating me for chronic migraines. He heard me out and astonished me by asking me how my experiences talking with my car and a volcano were any different than talking with animals, which he knew I did. I said, you don't think that's different? And he laughed and he said, I think you're normal for you. And with that pronouncement, I was suddenly free to get on with it, whatever it was, which turned out to be the intuitive practice I established and the mindset that I teach, which I actually learned from other beings who are not human. And so I hope this gives you some inspiration or some permission or whatever it is you need to start tapping into your own intuitive and healing abilities, because that's what this show is about. We are all intuitives and healers. We all have the ability to use these abilities to improve our lives and to contribute to the world around us, our neighborhoods, our countries, the planet itself. So don't be shy. I mean, you know, I can be silly talking about this, but the truth is I want you to feel comfortable knowing that it's out there for you to explore. So what does this mean for my clients and for the radio show that I do every week and for the Ohm Times Experts platform, which I am so proud to be a part of, so thrilled and honored? It means I'm here to help you be your best self, to cheer you on, to teach, to learn with you, which is what we're all doing here on the planet in the first place, right? But on a more serious note, it's because I also know how good and how very bad the world can be, because I'm bright, I'm talented, and I'm handicapped. Because I'm a fighter and not a quitter, and sometimes I know it would be easier, and I know you feel the same way too. Because I'm honest and sometimes naive and always a woman who knows from hard experience that the one thing that matters in the world is love. It's tough, no nonsense, exhausting, but love can and will change the world because ultimately the world will insist on it. We know that. We just have to get there. Love created the visionary mindset that I call planetary connection. And we'll talk about this in upcoming shows. But planetary connection is something that was taught to me by the beings that I started talking with, whether they were a hurricane, an earthquake, a volcano, an oil spill, whatever it was, an animal, even the dead. Okay? It's a mindset that embraces the world where everything is equal to humans. Everything is alive, has a soul, consciousness, responsibility, free choice, and an attitude. And my goodness, do things have attitudes. You start approaching other beings with a mindset that we're equal to them and not superior to them, and you'll get an earful. Trust me, and you'll be fascinated, and you'll fall in love all over again with this amazing planet. But love got me, the intuitive hermit, out of my shell and into the world to support life in partnership with our conscious evolving planet. And that's what I'm doing in private sessions with clients, in person in Seattle or by phone or Skype, in workshops and talks and mentoring, in my writing, and here at my show at Ohm Times and on their experts platform where I'll be offering webinars. Love taught me many things. In particular, it helped me create a way to talk with the dead, and we'll go into this in more detail in future shows. It helped me step away from what I call traditional mediumship to facilitate my own brand of insightful connection for healing and closure for people who've lost loved ones. I actually tell the stories the dead tell about themselves, because they're fascinating, they're compelling, they're convincing, and it really gives vivid context to the theories and mindsets I present and will present with you and talk with you about in future shows. But love also helped me to understand there's a category of the dead that most of us, whether we are mediums or not, simply don't or won't talk about. And I know about them because my dad, Ray, who's been dead since 1994, runs what I call a way station for dead things on the other side. Okay, so I guess you can tell we're going to have fun on the show, but I haven't had anybody on the other side tell me I can't use the terms that I've made up to talk about the things that I see over there. So my dad came to me and he asked me to help the stuck dead, and that's what I call them, the dead who haven't made it to the afterlife. And there's some reasons why, and I don't want you to be scared about your loved ones or call me up and say, help me find my loved ones and make sure they're on the other side. That's not the point of it. The point is they're simply hanging out while they shed the denser energies connected to their bodies, but sometimes they can't move on. But here's the thing, and this is the reason why I really leaped full bore into my practice and what I'm doing on the show. The more I talked with a stuck dead, the more I recognize that they get stuck and they can't move on to the afterlife because they don't love themselves. That was horrifying and depressing, but it also gave new meaning to me, at least, to the term peace on earth, because I saw that this profound lack of love that comes from the stuck dead, and these people are going back eons Okay, this profound lack of love has created a huge energy block on the planet. It stifles not just the dead, but the living and the planet itself. So we want to create utopia, or at least a vibrant world. Then we have to live the truth about death while blasting the energy block into smithereens. So we start by letting go of the messed up cultural conditioning that has impaired our lives and our deaths, and we start a revolution. And we're all doing that with the fascinating forum that Om Times gives us, right? So when I understood that about the dead, I realized that everything that made me who I am today and that is making all of you who you are today makes sense. I'm a rebel, I'm a seeker, I'm a visionary, I'm a maverick, I'm cantankerous. But what I saw helped me to step beyond convention and into open-ended what-if thinking. Without the traditional restrictions on our thought, I was free to create what worked. And in this case, in the case of the stuck dead, and being someone who wants everything to happen as quickly as possible so I can go play and have fun, it was to create a rapid-fire method to remove the energy block on the planet by helping thousands of the stuck dead all at once release despair, claim the self-love that they were lacking, and move on to their real afterlife, no matter how, when, or why they died, and no matter what they thought about death or themselves before or after they died. So what happens when the dead successfully transition to the afterlife? They get a chance to live love, to freely choose what their souls get to do next, and we all win. When they don't, we're all diminished because love loses, and that's simply wrong. So helping people find their way to love is what I do and what my show will be about, because I'm the first person to admit I didn't love myself, and that was the real reason why my dad came back to ask me to help the stuck dead. Eventually, I figured it out. My dad was worried about me not loving myself enough to create a life for myself here on the planet and to safely get to him and his way station on the other side. So I'm here to help you. Tap into your enormous potential by believing in yourselves and living full lives as intuitives and healers. Back after the break.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
This segment of The Practical Intuitive is brought to you by Rosie Gremmert at ICanDoHardThings.com. When was the last time nothing was holding you back, physically or emotionally, from the good you want to do for yourself and for the world? If you want to feel great and make it last, Rosie Gremmert will use her decades of experience and expertise as a certified essential oil therapist, certified holistic health coach, and certified grief support specialist. To create the best version of you, just email Rosie at ICanDoHardThings.com and put Om Times in the subject line. You'll get access to Rosie's exclusive I Can Do Hard Things 30-Day Courage Dare and get 25% off all purchases. That's Rosie at ICanDoHardThings.com.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com, brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
So, welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. My name is Robin Fritz. I'm in Seattle, Washington, and this is our first show. And I'd like to emphasize again that helping people find their way to love is what I do because somebody helped me find my way. It's what the show will be about, and it'll help you tap into your potential, believe in yourself, and create a full life as an intuitive and healer, regardless of the work that you do to earn a living, the family life, anything. Love is why I do what I do no matter what, and it's why my work matters to you. Because most of us share the same problem the dead have. That's why I was talking about the dead. We don't love ourselves enough. And I should know, because I was like that once, someone who didn't love myself. And it isn't easy. It took me years and much trial and effort before I followed love to find my true family and my life's work. And I don't want anybody else to suffer like that, to suffer that much, to take that long, hard road to your life's purpose. And I can help you do it faster and easier. It's hard, but it doesn't have to take forever. And we can do that together in the show. Just call in, ask for a quick intuitive reading, a healing, ask a question, tell me what you think. We'll have a conversation. But I tell you that we humans participate in a fascinating world when we claim the power of love and choice in our lives. I know because I did it, you know, and I don't talk about anything I don't personally go through. So I believe my work is true, it's real, it fascinates me, it's deeply moving, and it's far different than I ever imagined it would be, and I am so grateful for it. I work to make love accessible to everyone who works with me, everyone who listens to the show, because I just can't wait to see what wonderful things you're going to do with it, with the power that you created in your life by learning to love yourself. So everything I offer, every episode of the Practical Intuitive, every webinar through Om Times and Learn It Live has love as its central theme. Whether I'm offering soul regression, hypnotherapy, shamanic-like services, animal communication, mediumship, clearings, whatever I'm doing. And that's why I call myself an alchemist. I help people transform to create balance, clarity, and transformation in their lives because you matter. Never forget it. Never stop believing that you matter. So I'm feeling my way through the first show here. At each show I do, we're going to start with a guided meditation with Fallon, and we're going to end with an energy healing technique that was taught to me by a goddess, even though I told her I didn't believe in goddesses. She kind of like said, okay, whatever, you know, I'm still a goddess. So I'm going to feel my way through that. I may try that in a few minutes here just to make sure we get it into the show. But let me tell you a little bit about my upcoming work at Om Times and then their experts platform. Each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, which is 2 Eastern time, I'm offering a 30-minute free Facebook Live gathering at the Om Times Webinars page on Facebook, Om Times Webinars page. Tomorrow will be a huge experiment. I've never tried Facebook Live, so hey, we'll see what happens. You know, that's the joy of life, right? Goofing up in public or laughing and having a good time. Also have my Crystal Fallon there, so you'll actually be able to see him and ask questions, tell me what you're thinking, and we'll go from there. I think I figured it out. We'll see. Life is an adventure, and then technology comes in. I'm also offering paid webinars. through Om Times and Learn It Life. I've written articles to support each of those webinars, and they're somewhere on the platform. Chris and Leonie Buck are doing amazing things with Om Times, including launching this experts platform, and I am really thrilled to be part of that. Because it's summer and we all want to play and have fun, especially those of us who lived through 47.24 inches of rain since October 1st, which broke last year's record of 47.23 inches of rain, we are ready to play in Seattle. So I'm offering webinars that will be exciting, fun, and hands-on, or should I say intuition-on. Let's laugh and learn together, and please consider joining in. So my first webinar, Thursday, June 15th at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 Eastern. It's What's Up with Spirit Guides. Really, spirit guides are real, which, you know, pretty much everything surprised me getting into this work. But did you know you could have different spirit guides or spiritual team members at different life stages? And for different things, from creativity and job performance to resolving grief. So we'll do the ins and outs of spirit guides and experience a guided meditation where you'll meet and chat with a member of your team. It'll be fun. This is a great, fun workshop I've done in person with people. And it's really, really fun. You'll have a great time and you'll have a solid foundation to work with your spiritual team. Working and healing with crystals, because crystals are awesome and they're fun and they love working with us. Thursday, July 13th at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. Again, Om Times at Learn It Live, the Om Times platform. So if you're curious about crystals and don't know where to start, we'll learn the basics of working and healing with them. None of that weird stuff, all stuff that's really easy and fast to do, because easy and fast is my motto in life. We'll explore crystals for grounding and protection and clearing and healing. And I'll show a variety of crystals, and we'll do a guided exercise to connect with one. So bring a crystal to the workshop, and you'll also again have a chance to meet and work with my crystal Fallon, the citrine, Lemurian quartz. Animal communication, communicating with our animal families, Thursday, August 10th at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. So if you're ready to live a full-out connected life with your animal family, we'll talk about the basics of communicating with animals as species and as family members, how they think and interact, the theory and practice of animal communication, family building using your intuitive strength, and we'll practice communicating with participating animals during the class. It's fun, and you can do it. Like I said earlier in the show, I would not be doing any of this if it had taken me longer than 5 minutes to learn to connect with my dog. So future shows, I'll be talking about my books. If you're interested in animals and reincarnation, my book, Finding Oliver, How and Why Our Animals Reincarnate With Us, you can find at my website, robinfritz.com, or at bookbaby.com. For right now, I'd like to ask you to stop and take a moment to connect with the energy healing portion of our show. I hope that during the show you felt connected to the energy of Fallon, whether your intuition works through hearing, seeing, feeling, or knowing. But for now, the goddess that I call Connie taught me an energy healing technique. And if you're sitting there and able to use your hands, great. If not, imagine this, but we'll do it every single show. Imagine that you have energy in you, which you do, and that you're going to send energy healing to yourself and to loved ones or just the planet. Not for you to manipulate how the energy works, but simply offering it for the planet to work for itself. So if you take a deep breath, and you can cross your hands over your heart and take a deep breath, then breathe into your hands, palms of your hands, and then hold your hands out facing outwards away from you. So what you've done is hold your hands to your heart, drawing in the energy to your hands, breathing that energy with your breath into your palms of your hands and offering that out. And now to make that complete, you also want to offer the energy back to yourself and also to reground yourself, because working with Fallon and working with energy can make you dizzy, lightheaded from the open crown chakra. So cross your hands again on your heart. Take a deep breath. Breathe into your hands, into the palms of your hands facing your mouth. And then put your hands back on your heart. And you'll feel yourself getting grounded and settled back into yourself, ready to go about your day. And that's it for our show this week. We have lots to talk about in the future. I'm always happy to talk about the intuitive and the healing things, but there's so many practical things that intuition affects in our lives, and we'll talk about that, from how to get your car fixed to how to live with your animals. But I thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to joining you next week. Next week, Rosie Gremmert will be here to talk about essential oils and her work. Thank you again for being here today, and please email me at robin@robinfritz.com, robynfritz, or feel free to call into the show next week for live conversation or healings. Thank you.